audiences can't keep quiet about A Quiet Place Day One.
What was that?
I can't.
Shh. I can't handle this. This is wild.
Terrifying.
Oh, God, what is that?
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
I can't take it anymore.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Stay quiet. Stay alive. Place Day One in cinemas now. Available in 4DX and IMAX. Cert 15.
At Betfred, we want to support all our customers in keeping their gambling fun.
My nephew bets with his mates and they do their hackers and everything together. Yeah. In his WhatsApp group, they all know how much they're betting.
They can all keep an eye on each other that nobody's going silly like
that. Similar to us, but I actually go into a shop and we all spend the same. That's the rule.
Betting socially is just one of the ways that you can gamble safely.
What do you stick to?
Five.
Five reach.
Yeah. Yeah. 25 years I've had that five.
How do you keep it fun? Gamble safely with Betfred.
Well, good and talk, everybody. Day 15 of the Euros. Now we're down to the business end of the tournament. It's the knockouts. And I had a very early start time. 5 a.m., got me scooter and headed to the Cologne Hauptbahnhof and got the 5:40 express train to Berlin, the capital of Germany, covering today's game, Italy against Switzerland. So I got to Berlin about 11 o'clock, got out of the station and rented myself a bike. I had an address, plugged it into the old Googler, and it was actually quite delightful. Rode through West Berlin, went past the Reichstag, went past part of the old Berlin Wall, and then headed down into East Berlin. And yeah, it was really cool, actually. Very diverse neighborhoods. Went through a Palestinian neighborhood, actually. Had all the flags out and people were outside singing and dancing and drinking coffees. And yeah, it was very, very cool. And my friend Ollie has hooked me up with a place to stay. Her name is Gurla. She's not in town, but very kindly left the keys under the mat. And the keys were there when I got there. Let myself in, and it's a really nice apartment. Nice high ceilings. Super comfy bed. I did lay down for a little bit and proceeded to conk out straight away. But woke up about 1:30-ish and decided to make my way to the Olympic Stadion. It really is one of the most iconic venues in all of sports. It was the venue for the 1936 Olympics. Very famous Olympics attended by Adolf Hitler. And a lot of demonstration of German power at that Olympics, although Jesse Owens did win the 100 and 200 meters and the long jump, and there's actually a press box named after him in the stadium, which I think is really cool. But yeah, coming to the stadium, I decided to get on a Lime scooter. It's about 6 miles to the stadium, which I thought, could be dodgy. But yeah, so went on this journey and ended up at the Grunewald, which is this just epic forest and bike path through the forest. And it was magical. I mean, this is, I think, the third time I've been on my way to a stadium and gone through a forest. But this one was out there, was the best one by far, because I was in the forest for about 2 miles. And I mean, it's a boiling hot day here, so that was great being in the forest, because obviously covered by shade. But the birds were singing and people are out walking. And then the forest kind of led down to a little river, not a big river, but a little river. And the bike path, scooter path, went alongside the river for about half a mile. And then we turned back into the city again and went past some monuments. Not sure what they are, but they look very big and very important. I think they came from the time of the communist rule. And this time got to within about 1/4 of a mile of the stadium before the geo parking kicked in, which was great because other stadiums around Euro 2024, the geo parking has been a bit of a nightmare. So that was great. So dropped off the scooter, walked up the... It's not really a fan mile. It's not really even a Wembley way, but there's definitely a way to the front of the stadium where the Olympic rings are, and the stadium in all its grandeur. It looks absolutely fantastic. And a lot of excitement, actually, about today's game. I know I predicted, I think the Italians would win, but I'm looking at the players now as they come onto the pitch, and the Swiss look very confident. Very confident. And, you know, Italy are the holders. I mean, they're the current champions. But not a lot of noise about the Italian team right now. So, be interesting to see what happens. I did catch up with a German-Italian journalist, and we spoke about the trials and tribulations of the Italian team. So, take a listen to that. And then we also spoke about one of the most famous goal calls in the history of football, and I'll play that for you as well. It's really cool. And then we'll do the game, and then I'm going to go off to the fan mile by the Brandenburg Gate in the heart of the city, which I think is going to be a ton of fun. Hopefully get there in time for at least the second half of the Germany-Denmark game that's going to be played at the Westfalenstadion. So we'll catch up with you soon.
I work as a freelancer, and I work basically for ZDF, so for German television.
The Italian team, they're the champions, and yet it doesn't feel like they're the holders of the European Championship. Why is that?
It's because I think they lost their confidence after not being at the World Cup. And so this is a new start with a new coach. The start came after Mancini left immediately in last summer, and so Spalletti didn't have much time to form a new team. Yeah, the density of quality that takes Italy to higher pressure and to better results. I don't know.
Talking of pressure and better results, this stadium. I know you're a little bit younger than me, but this I was here in 2006 for Italy's victory over France. What does the Olympic Stadion in Berlin mean to you?
It as I have lived in Germany, so I was born in Germany. I've known the stadium quite well as well, and so this is the stadium where the German Cup final takes place. So this is a big stadium. It's a historical place, yeah, and also for me as an Italian, I was 18 when the Italians won the World Cup, and I wasn't at that stadium then, but I remember when the last penalty was shot and Grosso scored, and I remember the big screen going to the big corners of the Olympic Stadium, and all the lights turn on, and it was unbelievable.
It really was. I thought there was a pocket of Italian fans to the left of the press box, and they made a racket all night long. I want to go back one match previously in that 2006, because it's a match that I think it was the greatest match I've ever been to at the Westfalenstadion, Italy versus Germany.
I think for most of Italians who lived in Germany or who live in Germany, this match was even bigger than the actual final, yeah, because it was against Germany, and they had the previous days before they had to listen to some people making fun of them and pizza and all the stuff, and also the Bild side of the newspaper also writing stuff about them, and I think it was a kind of revenge for the people and just a big satisfaction for the Italian people living in Germany.
I get a big kick out of it. Whenever I need to make myself happy, I go to YouTube and I write in Grosso Italian commentary versus Germany. Can you tell us a little bit about that commentator and what that celebration and what that call was like?
I think you mean the Fabio Caressa commentation, Andiamo a Berlino. I think everybody knows what you refer to when you say Andiamo a Berlino or Gol di Grosso, for example. So this is a little piece of Italian history. So not only media history, but all of the cultural history, because it was everybody knows where he was when those two goals were scored and when Italy went to Berlin, yeah.
Close, era il marcatore di Cannavaro. Palla tagliata, messa fuori, c'è Pirlo, 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 ancora Pirlo, di tocco, tiro, gol!
One of the greatest moments in my soccer life, witnessing that goal live, and that goal call brings it all back. Well, unfortunately for the Italians, there was no Grosso moment yesterday. They were absolutely wiped the floor by Switzerland, who I'm really impressed. This is the third time I've seen the Swiss team, and they're well organized, they press well, they sit in the low block really comfortably, very disciplined. Marek Jankin has done an unbelievable job organizing this team, and I think with Granit Xhaka pulling the strings, he has been absolutely magnificent. So Switzerland fully deserved the victory. I mean, Italy were very, very poor, but Switzerland were very, very good. And I think they're a bit of a dark horse, to be honest with you. Either Slovakia or England's going to play them in the quarterfinals, and they'll be a handful. So the game ended. I hopped on the subway, the U2, barn down to the FanFest by the Brandenburg Gate. It was absolutely rammed for the Germany-Denmark game. I mean, it really is quite a sight, though. The Brandenburg Gate's lit up. There's a huge TV. There must have been, I don't know, 50,000 people there. Thankfully, there is a little media position, so kind of wangled my way into that and not in the scrum. As you probably know, there was a huge storm in Dortmund that suspended the game, so I took that opportunity to hightail it out of the fan zone, jumped in an Uber, got back to East Berlin, and found a nice little Indian restaurant to watch the second half of the game. And yeah, we saw that Germany, well, like Switzerland, they look good as well. I mean, yeah, 17 seconds of madness. You got a feel for Denmark having a goal chalked off and then a penalty straight away against them. But Kai Havertz did the business. Usually Schmeichel's very good. And yeah, I mean, Kasper Schmeichel went the right way, but the penalty was hit superbly. So Germany advance, and that is day 15 of the Euros. Day 16 tomorrow. Uh-oh. Yeah, you know what's happening. England are playing in Gelsenkirchen. And, not sure what to expect. But I will be going off to the FanFest, so join me later on. Day 16 of the Euros. Till then, bye for now.
In business unless you're online, and you're not serious about being online unless you're with IONOS. They offer fast and flexible hosting, servers and cloud solutions for small and medium-sized businesses. IONOS is innovative, offering AI solutions such as website creation from scratch using just a few keywords, saving you time so you can focus on more important things. With their sustainable data center in Worcester, your digital growth and sustainability go hand in hand. Get started today at ionos.co.uk.
Did someone say free made-to-measure blinds and curtains? Yep, we did. At Blinds2Go, you could win £500 worth of beautiful blinds and curtains for your home. Enter now at blinds2go.co.uk, where you'll find a huge choice of high-quality, low-cost designs. We make it simple to refresh your home with free samples and easy measuring guides. And with our no-drill options, installation is so easy. To be in with a chance of winning, head to blinds2go.co.uk. Blinds2Go. Made to measure. Made simple. T's and C's apply.
Oh, watch out for the dragon!
Thanks, mate.
Close one.
Come on, man, I got your back. I'm dead.
No! We'll fight in your name, Magic Monk.
Good luck, fellow knights. I'll catch you guys up.
Honour, my liege!
Hello, who's that?
Keith, or Dragon Slayer 42 at your service.
Welcome to the clan, my friend.
Yes! You've got it. Go, go, go.
Come on, Dragon Slayer, I smashed it!
Three's network is 5G, so yours can slay level 53.
Honour! Leech.
Well played, Keith.
Life needs a big network. Three.
This is a message to anyone who hasn't had their coffee this morning. Guys, we've got a deal to help. At Costa, you get a rich, strong, barista-made coffee. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? An oh-so-flaky all-butter croissant and a deliciously juicy innocent juice from £5.99 until 11 a.m. So get up and go grab a deal at Costa. Costa Coffee. Price stated in select stores. Exclusions apply. Subject to availability. Full T's and C's at costa.co.uk.